is that people that do say Pita Maktoiris on Shabbos, when everybody says it, you preface it with Inkalikeno, Inkadinenu, right? You preface it with Inkalikeno. What does Inkalikeno have to do with Pita Maktoiris? You ever wonder? What does Inkalikeno, Inkadinenu, Inkamakeno, what does it have to do with Pita Maktoiris? Not part of the Ktoiris. Right? After that, you're going to have the whole parish of Ktoiris. What does it have to do with the Pita Maktoiris? You know what asks this Kasha? The Noida Biyehuda, in a tshuva, believe it or not. This is, the child's tshuva is Noida Biyehuda, it's an Erechayim Simen Yod. The Noida Biyehuda discusses, what does Inkalikeno have to do with Pita Maktoiris? And he says a Dovah Nifla. He says, because we know Pita Maktoiris is a school of Ashiras. And if a person says Pita Maktoiris, Uneshamu Params Faseno, he may actually become wealthy. And when a person becomes wealthy, Ashiras, we know, the Torah says, it's always very, very dangerous and a person starting to think, it's for that reason Chazal said that before you say Pita Maktoiris, you need to learn a little Musar. We need to inculcate this idea in your mind. That we need to first remember that everything comes from the Eibishter. But before that, it's a little too dangerous. It's scary because koichi vaitzim yodi asli asachay laze. So says the Noida Biyehuda, not in Drashas Hatzlach. Says the Noida Biyehuda in Tshuvas Noida Biyehuda Rechayim Simen Yod that. Being that this school is so potent, it's so real, you have to preface it with a musashmu so that a person doesn't come to koichi va'itzim yadi asali asachai.